Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back, live from Vernal Heights, the Tom and Tim Show.
Very much live, you know, just watching all this conflict, you know. Oh my God, now Donald Trump and the Pope are going mano a mano, having like a bitch fight about what, I don't know. The Pope says...
Who has a bigger wall?
Who has a bigger wall? I don't know, but at least, well, the Pope's hair is covered by... is it the mitre that they wear? Yeah. And then there's even a bigger, nastier fight between Alioto and Peskin. I mean, what is the world coming to? I have no idea. The Pope simply offered Trump a burnt steak, and he thought he was offering a burning at the stake. I don't know. But this should get more interesting, and I'm kind of curious about where it'll go from here.
I mean, you have to admit, I mean, Trump is an idiot and a buffoon, but when the Pope comes out and says essentially you're a racist and you're not a Christian, that's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of blown away by it. I can't say that I don't like it. And another issue, no crabs. That's it. Toxoplasmy. There's no climate change, but we do have crabs that are infected with
toxic algae.
And
so there's no crabs.
And no Christianity. No crabs. No crabs. No sex. No rent boy. Speaking of crabs, it looks like we had another whiny tech bro write another one of those epistles that...
Oh, my God.
It seems like it's in a vacuum. I mean, talk about...
Well, the thing that
class...
The guy has been here 3 years and says, oh, it's never been worse.
Yeah.
What does he know? You know, what does he know about homelessness and what people are actually dealing with? And, you know, and the fact that, I mean, the data show that 71% of the currently homeless people in San Francisco used to have homes here and they were evicted or they couldn't pay the rent. So this is the people on the streets. They were your neighbors not that long ago.
That's true. I mean, this is what a repeat of a couple of other things that have been written.
Oh yeah, it's the tech bro-itis. Yeah. This is our city now. We worked really hard. You know, never mind that we're white and come from middle class or upper middle class backgrounds and got a fancy education and have had everything handed to us. We deserve to have the city for us, and you have to clear this riffraff out of the way.
I remember Lily Tomlin. Oh, Consuelo, don't buy any lettuce or grapes.
Yes.
Well, he may be seeing some of his Yahoo colleagues on the street. Apparently, there's been 300 or 400 laid off. And
yep.
I don't know what the population of Yahoo employees in the city are, but I imagine there is.
Oh, quite a few. They have a whole bus. They have tech buses.
Yeah. Oh, that, which brings us to the never ending. Well, let's see what happens now. Have they made a decision, the MTA, about...
They're supposed to be talking about it today.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, the fact is...
Hubs.
I mean, why not? But why not have the tech buses all gather in some parking lot someplace, and the tech bros can, or whoever else is riding them, can take Muni to those hubs.
And they could have a kegger.
They could get
naked. They could do whatever they
want. Well, no, Scott Wiener won't let them get naked.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to be naked on a Google bus.
I doubt it. Well, he's reading all those letters from the tech bros, I guess, because they seem to replicate his attitude. We have some kind of weird news. It makes everybody uncomfortable. I'm sure there'll be jokes about it, though, but it looks like Keith Jackson and Leland Yee are both going to be sentenced, and the recommendations are fairly harsh.
Oh, yeah.
10 years and 8 years. Eh?
And, you know, 8 years, Leland Yee is 67 years old.
Yeah.
That's a long time to go to prison if you're 67 years old. But the reality is, I mean, the guy... violated the public trust. And we've talked about this before, but the thing that's so frustrating about this is if people believe that their government is corrupt, it's very hard to get them to want to pay for public projects. And this kind of corruption, I mean, it just undermines everyone's faith.
You know, I'll never forget this group of students came to see me in Sacramento, and mostly African-American, and they, you know, wanted my support for a gun control bill. And then the kid said, "Now you mean it, don't you, Mr. Amiano?" And the teacher said, "Oh, you know, of course he does. You don't know." I said, "No, it's fine if he says that." And the kid said, "'Cause last year we talked to Dr. Yee, and he said that he was going to support this gun control bill, and of course he had been convicted of gun running and drug trafficking, and so that's how it hurt.
Right.
I mean, just, you know, that immediate, you know, betrayal. Well, you know, I know Leland's family. I've known his kids since they were young, and I confess there is a part of me that feels really shitty about this.
Oh, no, I know. I feel very bad for his family.
So we'll have to see how things progress. On the housing issues, we haven't slugged it out yet, right? It's going to come up at the board.
It's going to come up at the board next week on the question of whether we should double the amount of affordable housing. Now, it's interesting. You know, there's an economist over at Berkeley who wrote about this recently, and he said the thing to understand, the developers are all whining, oh my God, we can't possibly afford this, what's going to happen, oh no, we're never going to build another bit of housing, which we all know is not true. But the interesting issue is, over around the country, they found that if you increase the cost of development, i.e. make them pay for more affordable housing, it brings down the price of land because developers pay less for land. And that's a good thing.
Especially here.
Yeah.
You know, I always remember the McKinney Act, which said that land in and around the freeways could be dedicated to disenfranchised population, meaning the homeless.
Right.
But no one's ever really acted on that. And, you know,
in fact, the McKinney Act also said that the Presidio was supposed to be dedicated to the homeless.
Oh, remember Sister Bernie and those... Yeah. Shamefully, those barracks were empty for...
I know.
Yeah.
And you know why they couldn't move homeless people in there? Because it's in a really rich neighborhood. And it's the entrance is right by Dianne Feinstein's house.
Well, maybe... maybe the tech bros and girls, you know, could help us, you know, free that. You know, I mean, the thing is, I see, you know, they're offended by things that offend me. But, I mean, they're offensive as well. But there's never a solution. It's always get rid of them,
I shouldn't have to walk by and see this misery. Yeah. Well, you know, welcome to the world.
Yeah. I wonder if they did anything to support those nuns, who were Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, he came in and did it.
Did that work?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We didn't get anything. Nobody from the tech industry came in to help the nuns who are serving the homeless.
Yeah. No, you see, this is where they missed the cues. Well, you know, entitlement makes you vulnerable. What can I say? Speaking of vulnerability, we're really in a very razor-thin differences here, you know, with popularity with Bernie and Hillary.
Yep.
It's gone a lot further than I think a lot of people have thought. I just heard about Nevada,
yep,
of all places, you know. I wonder what's going to happen. Here in San Francisco, I noticed some people are hedging. And, you know, not saying who they're going to vote for or have switched to Bernie from Hillary.
Well, you know, I think the longer this goes on, the more people get to know what Bernie Sanders is actually saying,
mm-hmm,
the more people are moving to him. I mean, Hillary Clinton was a presumptive nominee because everybody knew who she was.
Yeah, exactly.
And outside of the Northeast and, you know, and a few of us around the country who followed him, nobody knew who Bernie Sanders was. So I think he's touched into this huge nerve because he's saying something that people really need to understand.
Here's what he seems to have attracted is a lot of young people, which I think is thrilling. Yep. And can we do the same here in San Francisco?
Right. And you know what?
That would be.
And he's attracted a lot of young people. If he loses and Hillary is the nominee, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them who may not have even been registered to vote will end up voting Democratic anyway. It gets young people getting engaged is always a good thing.
Me too. I hope that there is spillover here. I think we had a really lousy turnout in our last elections. What, 69% are only registered. So I don't know how he did that. And I'm happy for him. I wish we could get that kind of infusion. You know.
Well, we might. I mean, who knows? This thing may go all the way to June.
We don't know. And then, of course, the Supreme Court, here we go again, the nerve of some of the Republicans, which, by the way, they're not monolithic now.
Yep.
Other Republicans are saying, yeah, we need to have this hearing and we need to vet a few people, you know. So.
Well, there's been a lot of Supreme Court justices nominated and confirmed in the last year for president's term. This would not be unusual. In fact, that's what the Constitution says. He's supposed to name somebody. Now, they will delay as much as they can, but it's particularly if he names...
Well, it's offensive to say he can't do it.
I mean, and he will. And, you know, it'll hurt the Republicans a lot, particularly if he nominates a person of color, a Latino, an African-American, to see all of those white, straight, allegedly male Republicans, I mean, allegedly straight, male Republicans going after a nominee of color is going to make the Republicans look terrible.
Well, I'm not of color, but I definitely am entering my name. I'd love to be a Supreme Court justice.
Tom, I think you'd make an excellent Supreme Court justice.
Could you see me with the big gavel and when the Ku Klux Klan comes up and I say, bitch, please?
You know, by law in the Constitution, you do not have to be a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court.
Do you have to be a priest to be a pope? That's almost
illiterate. I don't think so.
Well, then Trump could try.
Trump could try to be pope.
He could try to be president, and he can be pope.
And he could be pope.
At the same time.
Yep.
And for his miracle, what? He'll change breakfast into brunch.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show once
all right,
again.
Guys.
And we will be back next week.
Next week.